Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
He's so nice.
He's all powerful.
He is a genius.
What a load of garbage.
On 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
We are back. Hour number two, Bob and Jeff here on KFH Radio. Did you happen to watch the Kentucky Derby Saturday?
No, I was watching baseball.
that's inexcusable.
I'm sorry.
This was one of the hallowed events in American
culture.
It's
beautiful. It's a great event.
And I frankly don't understand how you cannot watch it.
I get you. I know. Tell me your observations.
Well, I'm going to tell you my observations. We had an 80-1 horse win it. And that's all you need to know. And isn't that cool?
I saw him, getting in the middle of all those horses and
emerging. The horse has spunk. You don't win without spunk.
Of course, but the jockey did some of that too. Like, the jockey has to get some of that credit for the maneuvering that he did. The horse gets a lot of credit. It's a symbiotic relationship.
The track announcer did not call the name of Rich Strike, the winner of the Kentucky Derby, until that horse took the lead down the stretch. That's how amazing it was. An 80-1 long shot. And then, after the race, the horse was, I don't know enough about horse racing, but they have another rider and a horse accompany the Derby horse to wherever it's going. And Rich Strike was trying to attack the horse and biting its neck.
Are you sure that's an attack?
Of course I am.
Maybe that's a sign of love between horses.
That's not a sign of love. They were sparring a little bit.
Well, that horse was amped up. Rich Strike just won the dang Kentucky Derby. You don't think he knew that?
No, I don't think he knew that.
You don't think he knew that he did something like animals? This is a bigger discussion.
Oh, boy, here we go.
Do animals know anything? Like, is knowing a concept?
They react to each individual moment as if they know that particular specific moment, and that's it.
Yeah, but that horse,
a second after that moment, that moment's done.
That horse understood that it was in some sort of a competition.
It's on. Sure, it didn't know it was in a competition. It's been trained to know that when a jockey climbs on its back, that it's supposed to run.
Of course, a horse doesn't know the concept of competition, but as much as a horse does understand the concept of competition, it understood.
You can't just go get a horse, jump on it, and say, let's go, we're going to compete.
Right.
They're trained
to compete. Right. So once you have trained it to compete, it understands that it's competing. And I believe it understands.
No, you don't tell a horse, we're going to train you to compete. You tell a horse,
it doesn't matter what you tell a horse.
Let's go for a ride, and we want you to run as fast as you can for as long as you can.
Not necessarily as long as you can, as long as you need to.
Well, as long as you can.
Not really.
These horses run pretty much full speed.
If you're running a half marathon, you don't train by running 50 miles.
But horses aren't humans. They can run longer distances at a maximum rate of speed.
Right, but at some point, that maximum rate of speed turns into distance running,
and they're not running
as fast, so you want them to be able to run as fast around the track that they're competing on, not get into a mindset of, are we pacing ourselves, or are we sprinting?
There's no mindset for a horse.
Of course there is.
No. They're just reacting.
You don't think they're
to the training and to the jockey.
You don't think there's a mindset that a horse understands familiar conditions and familiar experiences to know what it's doing on a track.
Sure.
Right. So I bet they train mostly
on a
track.
It's not a mindset.
Yes, it is.
It's an expectation.
No, it's not.
That's exactly what
it is. The horse does not have to run.
Well, a horse has to run.
No, a horse doesn't have to run.
It's trained to run.
It's trained to
run. And when a jockey gets on its back and what's the jockey say?
The horse has the will to not run if it doesn't want to run.
The jockey's talking to the horse the whole time.
They're not talking. He's beating him.
No, he's using his whip, but he's talking too.
So I don't know if it's the most humane sport out there.
They don't injure the horse. But that's how you get a horse to, hey, don't slow down. We're running.
We're in a competition,
something.
And the horse knows that.
No, if the horse knew it, why would you have to use the whip?
Because that's how you train the horse.
See, your argument, I always do this, and you never give in.
No, there's nothing to give in
to. You never give in.
Give in to what?
If the horse knew it was in a competition, you wouldn't need the whip.
Yes, you would.
No, you wouldn't.
That's how you train it, to run faster. It's not in a competition when you're training it. It's in training.
I've lost you. Here's the problem with you. You get off on tangents just to be different from
me. No, this is what I believe. I believe the horse knew, whatever knowing is for an animal, that it won the race. That's
now,
what I believe.
Does this make the Preakness? It's must-watch television.
Well,
now,
do we know for a fact that this horse is
in
the
Preakness?
Oh, there's
no way that it won't.
It's happened before where the Kentucky, an 80-to-1 long shot. Why would you assume that that horse has entered in the Preakness?
Why, I do assume.
Maybe.
No, not maybe. Definitely. There's no way Rich Strike won't be in the Preakness.
Well, let's find out.
You know, look it up. Have we set the Preakness field yet?
I doubt it. But if it's in, we'll know it's in. If it's not in, we will know it's up in the air. But we're going to find out one way or the other. Is Rich Strike in the Preakness?
Rich Strike headed to Preakness.
Likely.
Much of Derbyfield won't join him. There you go.
Right? See, you don't have to be.
If Rich Strike hadn't won, we probably wouldn't see Rich Strike in the Preakness. But the Triple Crown Pursuit is so much of what this sport is. You're going to tell me that you, as a trainer of Rich Strike, would pull Rich Strike from the Preakness?
It's not the trainer, it's the owner. And the owner and the jockey, or the trainer, whoever Reed is, they say they are not going to commit until they observe the horse for a few days at his home barn in Lexington.
That's the most ridiculous thing I think I've ever heard you say.
What does Rich Strike have to prove? It's the greatest story in racing history.
And we want more.
And if it loses the Preakness and then goes to the Belmont and finishes 14th,
it
who
won't
cares?
Go to the Belmont if it loses
it's, it
the Preakness.
It will always be an 80-to-1 long shot that won the Kentucky Derby. That's how the movie
ends.
There
was a longer shot to win the Kentucky Derby, by the way. Do you know who that was?
No.
Do you know what year it happened?
2006.
It happened in the year 1913 when Donerail at 91-to-1 won the Kentucky Derby. How cool is that?
Impressive.
My father was 2 years old when that happened.
It's a while ago, 109 years.
My grandfather was 48.
48.
Yeah, he was 48.
I love it.
When that happened.
It's good stuff.
That is good stuff. So, yeah, we got to see this horse in the Preakness.
I assume we will, but it's not a done deal. And, again, the horse is immortal. So it doesn't need to run in the
Where's the Preakness,
Preakness
held?
Oh,
let's see if you know.
Isn't it in Baltimore?
Very good. Finally, At what track?
I don't know what the track is
Pimlico.
Called. Okay.
Churchill Downs, Pimlico. What's the third race?
Belmont.
Yeah. Where's that held?
I don't know. Florida.
It's held in New York.
You sure?
Of course I'm sure.
Oh, well, you sounded pretty hesitant when you said it.
I was trying to think of the name of the track. I think it's the Belmont.
Isn't it?
Now I got to look.
That's got to be what
it is.
It's
the Belmont Stakes and held in New York. Upper New York, right?
I don't know.
Why don't you care about stuff?
I do. I've been trying to talk to you about this, about the inner
Belmont
workings.
Belmont Park in Elmont, New York.
There you go.
There were a lot of horses on the track the other day.
21 or something like
a
that?
A lot of horses. Have you ever been to Churchill Downs?
No.
Well, that's... What have you done?
When would I have been to Churchill Downs?
Well, I've been to Churchill Downs.
For what reason?
Not for a race, but when we were in Louisville to see the Eagles.
You went to Churchill Downs?
We went to look at Churchill Downs, of course. If we're in Louisville, we're not going to go see Churchill Downs?
I don't know. We just hung out at the hotel.
Well, that's what a pathetic way to be in Louisville.
Got some lunch. It was a good time.
We got lunch. You think we didn't have lunch?
No, you didn't get lunch. You had lunch.
We can't go to Churchill Downs.
You didn't get you got lunch. That's what I'm saying. You didn't get lunch like we did. You had it. You had lunch. You had a little lunch. Probably stopped in at Burger King or something.
We went and saw the Louisville Slugger Factory where they make the bats. We were tourists.
Well, we didn't go for very long.
Well, that's too bad.
And we were with my family. They came down from Ohio. We traveled from Wichita.
I don't care who you were with. You go to Churchill Downs.
So we hung out with them.
Hey, family, we're going to go to Churchill Downs. We're going to see the most storied racetrack in the world. You want to stop in?
And then I went
let's go to Hardee's instead.
No, we didn't go to Hardee's.
That's a terrible way to spend your time.
And I went to Louisville again and didn't go to the Churchill Downs.
Well, by yourself, you won't do anything.
No, I do a lot of stuff. I would do anything by myself.
I've never seen you do anything.
Go out to eat by myself. I go to the movies by myself. I go to the bookstore.
Who's called me back-to-back at a time when most people know I'm doing a radio show?
I don't know. Somebody from League 42, I would guess.
I guess. I always get concerned about that stuff.
Why?
What are you looking outside for? You think it's raining?
That was my
only
thought.
It's 100,000 degrees out there.
Well, that's what I don't know. If clouds moving in, who knows?
My team got thumped Saturday, 12-1.
That's what I heard.
How did you hear it?
You know, I check in.
Might have been our worst performance as the Panthers. And we play the same team tonight.
Haven't you already played them twice?
This will be our third game against them.
All right. Well,
already
a rubber match of sorts.
We play four times against them this year.
Well, not a rubber match.
This is the third game, and hopefully we play a little bit better tonight.
Well, you know, it's a war of attrition. This is, you know, you're playing a lot of games and not so many days. You
got
to see what this.
I got
club
no
made
pitching,
of.
But other than that, everything's good.
I believe it.
You know, back in the day when I coached the Cyclones, you could always make sure you had enough pitching because you kind of go out and recruit your team, and that's what you do.
Yeah.
In League 42, it's a little more difficult. You kind of go with the players that are there for you.
How good is the pitching? How many good pitchers, like pitchers that you could send to a mound and expect them to throw strikes and get outs.
If you have two on a team, you're fortunate.
Okay.
But we're always working with kids to try to make them better.
I know. And it's the experience of playing baseball
that's the key.
Matters the most.
You know, do what you can.
Just have
it's
fun.
Not about wins and losses.
I mean, as I told, to some degree.
As I told the team, no, not for me at all about this league. It's not about whether you win or lose. Seriously is about how you play the game, and if you learn and you pick up on the game. I've told many people over the last week or so, the hardest thing about being a coach in League 42 is that you're dealing with a lot of kids who don't have a background in baseball, many times not interested in watching baseball. So you're left to try to teach a complex game to kids in a short amount of time. You're only with them, you know, a finite amount of time. I learned the game by watching it and listening to it and my dad and just being immersed in the game of baseball from the time I was 6 years old. That's how
and
I learned the game.
Huh? And playing it a bunch.
Well, sure, playing it a bunch, but you learn from watching it.
To some degree.
No, to the largest degree.
I suppose, but you're not going to learn how to play Little League baseball by watching
Could you coach
major
baseball?
Leaguers. No, I can't coach anything.
Why?
I'm not a good teacher. I'm just not just a do-it guy.
Well, that's terrible.
I know. It is terrible. It's not a skill.
That's an awful thing.
I've tried. You know, I've trained. I've worked with people at Channel 12. I wouldn't say I've trained them, but, you know, I've shown them the ropes. I was showing, because I didn't do music on Saturday, I was showing people how to do that. I was a little better at that. But, you know, it's just it's a thing. I'm not very good at teaching.
Oh, that's awful.
I know.
I wish I hadn't heard that.
I apologize.
I mean, this whole world is based on teaching.
Right, but I don't believe that those who can't do teach. I don't. That's the dumbest phrase I've ever heard. Some people just want to pass on their knowledge.
Well, I did, and now I do.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Larry Bird was a coach. I mean, you think he couldn't do? I mean, some people.
Larry Bird was a good coach.
He was a very good coach. He was a good front office guy. He's good at everything he ever did.
Damn right. How do you like that?
Well, it's understood that Larry Bird is great.
Thank you. And you better keep saying it.
It's not to appease you. It's just because it's the truth.
We'll take a break and come back and continue our discussion today. You have unfiltered Bob and Jeff today. No guests. We're here to, I started to say entertain, I guess, was certainly the goal. Whether we aspire and reach that goal is up to you. We'll continue the discussion next. Bob and Jeff on KFA.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
All right, we are back. That's Dream of the Archer from the band Heart here on the Bob and Jeff Show. KFH Radio, we've been talking about a variety of topics today. We started with the wind surge and the ballpark and the attack by some about pretty much everything you can imagine. Taxes, raising prices, development, team name. Come on, people.
Yeah,
right?
I'm not feeling it, but what are you going to do?
We're all good. Listen, I think this is one of the great developments we've had in Wichita over the past many, many years. So I'm a hard sell on trying to raise my level of ire about the Wichita wind surge. 869-1240 is the number. They're out of town this week, correct? Where are they? Are they over at Springfield playing my Cardinals?
No, Springfield's coming back here. I'm not sure where they go. Springfield's going to be here next week.
They got a kid at Springfield by the name of Moises Gomez, who leads the minor leagues in home runs and RBIs.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing him play.
They got him from Tampa Bay.
Terrible year last year, and now he's just the best guy in the world.
I don't get it.
It's weird.
He used to be a top 2015 type prospect in the Rays organization, then released, and he comes to spring. He's only 23. It's not like he's ancient. And he's just ripping the cover off the baseball.
Tulsa had a guy like that, too. It wasn't as bad as Moises Gomez was last year, but Jacob Amaya, not a good year last year for Tulsa, and now he's just dominating and is unbelievable. Your friend Maggie, by the way, sent a little text over with a quote from an article, and a horse expert, the coordinator of the horse management program at Michigan State University, said, "This is mostly conjecture on my part, but I think that in the same way some horses like to be dominant in a herd and be more dominant, say, in getting the feed when it's given, I believe some horses also want to beat other horses in a racing scenario."
And who's this person?
Went on to talk about American Pharaoh, who is a great horse. His instinct is just to try to win.
Who's this person?
That the first quote was from the coordinator of the horse management program at Michigan State.
Oh, he's out of rehab.
She
huh?
and. And the second quote was from the associate professor of equine science at the University of Connecticut. And your friend Maggie said, "I agree with you, Jeff."
He's not sniffing glue anymore, huh?
Well, that's rude.
It is rude. And that's what I do on this show.
Can't believe you talk about animals like that.
I love animals. Who loves animals more than me?
I do.
By the way, Moises Gomez, 0 for 4 last night. His average drops to 374. His OPS drops to 1338. I believe that's one of, if he's had a hitless game, that's they're few and far between. And then the Cardinals, either first or second best prospect, Jordan Walker is at Springfield as well, 19 years old.
Well, he's going to be really good, I'm sure.
I hope so. We need all the help we can get.
19 and double A is not a joke.
We need all the help we can get.
Stop acting like you're some downtrodden franchise.
I'm not acting like that, but when you got guys hitting in the 100s, and there's a few of them.
Well, just about every
now,
team has guys hitting the 100s.
They called up finally Juan Yepes, who's just ripping the cover off the ball.
Well, I hope it pans out
that
for you.
That stuff excites me. Watching Paul DeJong go up there with his gloomy face and his expressionless reactions, I'm at the end of it. I'm at the end of it. This bothers my wife. She sees these players as human beings.
That's too bad.
I see them as people trying to help me win games for the team I follow. Does that make any sense?
Well, it's not personal, right? It's not like you're going to go on Twitter and at Paul DeJong and say you suck.
No, I don't do that.
It's in the comfort of your own home mostly until you talk about it on the radio, I guess.
I guess I'm sharing it right now. But it's not meant to be malicious, although it sounds kind of malicious. But I want guys to hit.
I understand.
I want guys to produce. I want them to help the team I've loved for 60 years win baseball games.
It's frustrating when you have to watch guys that are hopeless at the plate or don't really contribute anything. He's not that good defensively even. What is Paul?
He's a better than average defensive player, but he's nothing. He's not going to win gold gloves. He's not that kind of player. So, yeah. But the problem is they don't have a shortstop in their system who's on the cusp of being there, of being his replacement. And they let the free agent class go without bringing in one of those guys. And by the way, all those guys, I'd love to go back and see how they're doing. Carlos Correa's hurt. Javi Baez, I don't know how he's doing in Detroit.
I think he's actually doing well.
You do?
He was the last time I checked. I don't know if he's gone downhill. That's a streaky player who can, it could go south for him quickly at the plate. But the last I checked, Javi Baez was having a good year. Sounds like the, man, do you have an outfielder?
Trevor Story's been terrible.
He has.
Javi Baez is batting .236 with a .675 OPS.
Okay, well then it went south.
Who are the other guys? Who are the other?
Simeon.
Let me check that. Can I? Do you have time for me to do that?
Well, you got to go to the Texas Rangers because they both play for them.
I'm going there right now. I know Seager got off to a very hot start, but that hasn't necessarily held up. .231 with a .645 OPS. And meanwhile, who's the other one?
Simeon.
Marcus Simeon, .178. This game, man, when you can't depend on anything anymore, it's all just a crapshoot. Who was good is no longer good. It's scary.
It's also a month into the season.
I understand that, but Marcus Simeon has an OPS of .477.
That's really bad.
You think the Texas Rangers, who are snake-bitten anyway, are looking at this? We spent millions of dollars.
Hundreds of millions.
On these guys, Corey Seager and Marcus Simeon. They've combined for 4 homers and 20 RBIs.
not going well so far.
And that's your big. That's your best free agent shortstop class ever. And I understand we're a month into the season, and it could turn around. I get that. But, boy, that's not how anybody thought this thing would go.
I don't know if you'd include him, but Francisco Lindor.
Well, he's turned it around.
Was part of that class before he signed a lucrative extension before last season with the Mets, and he's having a good year.
Carlos Correa, .255 with a .693 OPS.
.693 is about average this year.
Well, that's not his average.
Well, I know, but if the whole league is down, average is just average. It doesn't.
But he's never been an average player.
I know.
Francisco Lindor, .239. So he's not. He's slumped.
He's at .239
with a .742 OPS. Does have 5 homers, but he's batting .239.
Man, he went south quickly too.
Everybody's south. Except your Cleveland Guardians, who just have this .250 hitting juggernaut.
They're hitting about .260.
.257.
That's closer to .260.
And that's not anything to write home about.
Well, yeah, because Austin Hedges is in the lineup and Oscar Mercado dragging us down. Their offense is good.
I better point out Trevor Story while we're going through this historically, quote-unquote, good free agent shortstop group. Trevor Story with the Boston Red Sox hitting .194 with a .545 OPS.
Not going so well for those youngsters.
Isn't that amazing?
That none of them are doing well? Yeah.
None of them are doing well.
It's kind of amazing.
Xander Bogaerts, by the way, who's going to be a free agent at the end of this year because he failed to come to a contract extension with the Red Sox, he's hitting .343 in the early going. And he'll be one of the kingpins of the next free agent class. And a year from now, he'll be at .190.
Well, hey, got his money. Carlos Correa might also be part of that free agent class because of the opt-out situation he has with Minnesota.
Well, Twins are good.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
They just called up Royce Lewis to replace him at shortstop. I don't know why he'd want out of Minnesota.
Well, they got Jose Miranda up. They've got Josh Winder up.
Well, what does that have to do with Carlos Correa?
I'm just telling you the wind surge are sending people.
But that wasn't the topic. The topic was, see, normal guys on this show would be just let that roll. Just let it slide. We were talking about Correa, and you suddenly go into Jose Miranda and Josh Winder. That's not acceptable on this kind of a show. Where we're trying to, you know.
It's an interesting feeling to hope those guys fail.
You hope they fail.
Not that they fail, but just that they're not as good as my team.
Well, they are as good as your team.
Well, we'll see.
The Twins are a better team than the Cleveland Guardians.
I don't know if I'd go that far.
Now, see, nobody thought the Twins had pitching. But the Twins, at last I checked, lead all of baseball on pitching.
It is surprising. They kind of patched it together. They traded some guys last year, but they did get Joe Ryan. They added Chris Paddock in this offseason, and they're trying to do it, and they are doing it so far. No one thinks it will last, but who knows?
Yeah.
I mean, everything that's forward is backward this year.
Well, the Twins are third, actually, in the American League in ERA at 3.11. The Dodgers, by the way, who aren't hitting like everybody else, nobody can hit, but they have an ERA collectively of 2.07, which is just ridiculous.
Insane.
And that's the whole team.
I know. Their pitching staff is incredible. We knew that going in.
That shouldn't be allowed.
The Dodgers are insane. They're not going anywhere for a long time.
Well, I don't know about that, but...
No, I do.
Well, I don't think you do know that.
No, I do. That's what I'm saying. I do know it.
Walker Buehler, 4-1 with a 1.96. Clayton Kershaw, who, let's face it, nobody really wanted to get Clayton Kershaw. He went back to the Dodgers on a very team-friendly deal. He's 4-0 with a 1.80. Julio Urias, 1.88. Tony Gonsolin, 1.64. Just ridiculous. Andrew Heaney, who's, you could have had him for a box of crackers. He's pitched 10 and a third innings, given up 4 hits, no runs, 16 strikeouts.
Impressive. I don't know why you want me to say the Dodgers are incredible, and they will continue to be for a long time.
Just nuts. What's your week next week?
What do you mean?
Where are you going to be?
I'm going to go to Tulsa.
When is that?
Monday. And then I'm going to Austin, and that will wrap it up.
When is Austin?
Thursday and Friday.
You're going to both shows?
Well, I'm
going to
be there.
And that's it. Thank God,
That'll wrap it up for this tour.
Now that has to wrap it up.
I'm not going
to
stop at 48.
I can't believe your spouse. I don't know. I just
why this is this is our life. This is what we do. This is how
not what we do. It's what you do.
Yeah, she gets it. I ask for permission, and she says yes. That's how.
I'm sure you give her that whiny.
No, I don't.
Sad sack.
I wait till she says it's okay to buy a ticket, and then I buy one. I don't go rogue.
Well, all I know is you'll be missing what? 4 shows next week?
Yeah, I probably can do Wednesday.
Are those covered?
I gave due to the dates. I'll ask him again.
Are they covered? That's not
know.
What I ask you. Text him.
I'll text him.
I doubt very much that he can do 4 shows next week.
Well,
so if that's the case, who you got?
What do you mean, who I got?
When you miss a show, you got.
Okay, did you get Braxton Jones lined up for me, or did I do that?
I gave you the idea.
No, you didn't.
Of course I did.
No, you absolutely didn't.
Of course I did.
That's a bald-faced lie.
Well, all I know is I'm not going to sit here by myself next week and do 4 shows. I don't even – what's next week look like for yours truly? No show on Tuesday or Thursday. That's kind of a break.
Yeah, so maybe I just won't come at all.
What about Wednesday?
Do I need to be here Wednesday? Kind of want to get on the road.
Are you driving back from Tulsa and then driving to Austin?
Yeah, that's the plan.
What about your job out? What about that job?
I'm working Monday through Wednesday.
Boy.
So Wednesday, yeah, I'll be here.
You'll be here for the Wednesday show next week.
Yeah.
So all I got to do is worry about Monday and Friday.
Yeah, you're good.
Not Tuesday and Thursday.
How far is Austin? 8 hours?
Austin's a long way, and you're not going to like it. It's a great city, but the traffic is almost insurmountable.
Really?
It's awful. And that I haven't been to Austin in a while. I'm sure it's worse.
I wasn't expecting to hear
that. It's one of the top 5 bad traffic cities in the country.
Worse than Dallas?
Right there with Dallas.
I hate Dallas traffic.
It's right there with Dallas.
You got me all anxious. I thought I was going to a little college town that would be fairly quaint. I know it's a big city.
Are you kidding?
It's the capital. I understand that, but I thought it would be.
Austin's a huge city. You thought Austin was quaint.
I thought there would be some quaintness to Austin. I think of Austin like the hipster town, you know, like it's where you go to be cool. I'm not cool, so I don't need to worry about that.
No, you're not cool at all.
I don't need to worry about that, but I thought at least that, you know, it was easy. You know, they got not a huge arena, the Moody Center. So I figured,
that's a new arena.
Yeah.
And it's huge.
It is?
Yeah, of course it is.
Wow, what have I gotten myself into?
You don't know anything.
I guess not.
And Austin's population is almost 1 million.
Okay, so it won't be worse than, like, Columbus.
Columbus isn't close to that population.
Check.
Jeff, I'm telling you, Austin's population, this is the city of Austin. It's not the county or the surrounding area.
Columbus is huge, and it's pretty easy to drive in. I mean, there's traffic, but it's not a huge...
889, it's 100,000 fewer than Austin.
That's nothing. They're similar.
You're in for big trouble, my friend.
Man, that sucks.
Well, I'm serious. I hate driving in Austin.
Well, I wish you hadn't told me all this. I got to go down there by myself.
Wichita population, 390,566. So roughly...
No one complains
38% the size of Austin.
No one complains about the Wichita traffic.
Oh, Wichita traffic's gotten bad.
Not that bad.
It's not great anymore. You used to be able to get on this on the highways surrounding this community and get anywhere you wanted in a very short amount of time. Now, if you take Kellogg, you're asking for trouble.
8 hours to Austin. I'll drive half of it Wednesday and then head out.
So, this is a good game to play. I'm going to ask you to come within 50,000 of Oklahoma City's population.
Okay.
What do you think it is?
Oklahoma City, 590,000.
649. You
Man,
just
I was
going
to say 640, but I thought I'd go low.
You just missed it. That's too bad. All right. Here's one
for you. I thought
a
lower number would cover a wider range.
I'm going to ask you now to come within 40,000 of the population of Little Rock.
Little Rock? 390,000.
No. 198,000.
Okay. Well, I'm not... Really? That's it?
Yes. Now, let's go to Omaha. I'm going to ask you to come within 50,000 of the population of Omaha.
Man, this is hard.
It's kind of a game here.
It's not easy. I'm not good at stuff like this, as you know. 660,000.
479,000.
Who knew?
You're terrible. Here, one more.
Give me one more. I got to get one of these.
You want one more?
Within range.
Here we go, Albuquerque, within 45,000.
Okay, 206,000.
Well, you're so far off. 560,000.
Really? Albuquerque?
Albuquerque. Much bigger than Wichita.
I had no idea.
Well, all you have to do is think they got a triple A team.
Yeah, I should have thought about that, but I didn't. Little Rock has a double-A team.
Right. They got a double-A
team. But
they're
much smaller than Wichita, apparently.
Well, yeah. You want to try one
more?
Yeah,
give me one more. Hit me with the best that you can do.
Within 80,000 of Kansas City.
770,000.
491,000. Now, remember, Kansas City's got a lot more people than that. But that's in the Kansas part. It's a big city.
It's huge.
The metro area.
I don't like driving in Kansas City.
We'll be back.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.